I want to also ask about pain management, specifically in myeloma. Ken, and I'm going to ask Beth in a second to talk about what happened with this 77-year-old man. But Kenna, you have a patient who's having a lot of pain, 77 years old. How do you approach and strategize long-term about the use of opiates, Kenna?
You need to be very careful. Remember, elderly population are more sensitive to medications, and it's not just opiates, it's a lot of their medications. So you always start small and work your way up to best pain relief. You need to keep their age in mind. You need to keep their concomitant drugs in mind and adjust very individually for these patients. A lot of times you control the disease and that controls the pain, and you can back the patients off of their pain medications.
So what actually happened with this man in terms of pain control? How did you approach it?
Yeah, so he had major surgery on his neck to stabilize his spine, and then about a month later, he had the balloon kyphoplasty procedure for the collapsed vertebral bodies. So he was requiring high doses of OxyContin and breakthrough oxycodone to manage his pain. We used the World Health Organization stepladder, and Tylenol wasn't cutting it for this type of bone pain. And we avoid NSAIDs, like Raphael had mentioned, in myeloma, they're bad. Fortunately, from treating the disease and treating the myeloma with the damage, the kyphoplasty, he is off OxyContin. It made him sleepy, and he didn't want to be sleepy. So he'll take an occasional Percocet, but one of the things I'd like to emphasize that he felt really was beneficial is water therapy. Getting your patients moving around decreases pneumonia, decreases the risk for blood clots, and it actually makes you feel better. So he thinks that one of the biggest successes was his being so active.